What's going on? It's your man, Voodoo Chris Man, in the building. Ding dong. With another episode of Voodoo Chris Man Podcast. I don't know, for whatever reason, I just wanted to do that. Anyway, guys, this is going to be an amazing segment. Thank you so much for all the love and all the support that I'm receiving from all my listeners. Guys, listen, every time I log in and I come into my podcast and I see all these people who have heard, subscribe to my podcast, and is actually giving me and showing me all this love, I would have never believed that in a million years. How are they going to find me? How are they going to find that I got a podcast besides if they already are part of it and they receiving the notifications? But anyway, that's just too much. I just want to say love y'all, love y'all, love y'all. You guys are my inspiration. But this tonight is going to be an amazing topic, because I want to talk about a lot of people saying to themselves, asking them why and how. I mean, not why, but how they can connect to their higher selves. They want to know how they can communicate to their higher selves. They thinking that connecting is all about meditating in the middle of a circle with candles and incense and all those things. But in reality, speaking to your higher self is something that you're already doing anyway without even knowing that you are doing. I'm going to give you plenty of examples and some of the ways that we know that we are communicating with our higher selves, but we don't even know how. We don't even know what is our mind telling us, or what it is, or how we connect with these intuition feelings, etc., etc. So I want to point out, when we are in a state of connecting with our higher selves, or connecting with any type of ancestor, spirit, or something, and it's not all about, like I said, it's not all about being in a circle. It's about you already doing it. You've been in situations where you're sleeping and you feel that your brain is being downloaded, and you're receiving all these uploads from somewhere, from the universe, and you're getting answers, and you're like, wait a minute, it's like I'm having a conversation with something, like they telling you exactly what it is. Take notes. Even if you are sleepy, take notes, or just know to remember the next day when you get up, which is hard, but it will give you the opportunity in order for you to connect. That's one way of connecting with your higher self, when you are sleeping. And another time is when you semi-sleep, when you're falling asleep. I talk about that all the time. We get a lot of messages. So just take notes in what is being said and try to connect back. Don't feel like you're crazy. Just ask questions. Tell them, oh, bring me the answer. That's another way to connect with your higher self. We constantly connecting with our higher selves, especially when we have feelings. We have some sort of emotion that we're saying, why do I feel the way that I feel? Why is it that I don't know, it's just something telling me that I gotta invest in my business, or something telling me that I need to network with people, or something telling me that I need to go back to school. That's your higher self speaking to you. Write it down, you know, get a piece of paper and write it down, or get a journal and write all these connections that you're having with your higher self, and stop thinking that you cannot connect. Listen, we are here. We are gods and goddesses. We are these powerful beings that we have all this, thanks to God, of course. And we having all these gifts that we are not able to develop them because we questioning our abilities, or we questioning when we're speaking. I know has been plenty of times that you might say, I knew it. I just knew it. And then you say to yourself, I should have listened to my instincts. My instincts, my intuition talks to me. That's the way you got to affirm it. I'm always always connected with my higher self, my ancestors, my spiritual teachers. God is with me, connecting with me, giving me the knowledge that I need and I deserve to have. And you already got it anyway. Take notes. Oh, you guys, like I said all the time, you guys have me here studying and stuff. But anyway, you want to make sure that you do that. And you want to make sure that you take it to a point of knowing that is going to give you the answer of you connected with something higher than yourself. You don't need to be going to psychics all the time. You don't need somebody to tell you something that you're already doing. If you want to get a reading, I would suggest because you want to know what's going on with your life. But more than that, you want to know how you can fix the situations that are going are happening in your life that are not giving you the happiness that you deserve to have. But not just to get answers. You can get answers anywhere. Just get healing when you're getting a psychic reading. Ask those psychics if they do spiritual healings, because they can tell you everything is going to happen to you, but how can they protect you and guide you and help you? Use your ability, use your power to connect with your higher self by these examples that I have provided to you, and start trusting yourself. Stop doubting yourself, because guess what? The connection you got with your higher self is better than the connection somebody else got with your higher self. Put yourself on top and know that you got the answers that you're seeking, and the answers are always going to come to you in some sort of form or way that are going to give you the answers, whether it's through a sign, whether it's through a dream, whether it's through some type of telepathy or through some type of number. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're seeing numbers 111, 222, 444, 1111, synchronicities all over the place. Guys, I love you. This is a short segment. I hope that you get it. Once again, if you are not subscribed, make sure that you subscribe to not only the podcast, get the notifications on. Find me on Instagram and on YouTube under Voodoo Priest Man. Send me a message on Instagram. Tell me that you found my podcast somewhere. I love ya. I love ya. I love ya. Until the next one, your man Voodoo Priest Man is out.